It's Anne with your coaching on the go. Woo-hoo! We're talking every week about doing the courageous work of opening yourself. It's like you can pretend, you can walk around ignoring and defending and pretending, or you can just open yourself, take a look, think about what you'd like to do, how you could shift to create it. Just be really engaging and interactive and collaborative with yourself, the creator part of yourself, and welcoming and providing safety to the part of yourself that feels like it needs to defend, protect, so that you feel safe in your creating. This week we're talking about our physical body and the physical clues that we notice. And to do this work, boy, you get to be kind to yourself and just actually look at your life like you opened a book or you laid it out. You opened a box, you laid out all the elements, and you're just looking at them all. They're sitting on a table. Not in judgment. It's like you laid a puzzle out, and now you're going to look at how to put the pieces together. And if there are pieces missing from the mix that are going to pull it together, what pieces are missing and where can you find those? So a lot of the work that you do in transformation is the work of the scientist, the work of an engineer, the work of a problem solver, the work of a creative, open, curious, non-judgmental, objective team partner. So to do your best work, you get to leave your emotion around the judgment of who you're supposed to be. Especially when you're looking at your health. And if you're considering the fact that you've created what you're experiencing, whether it's a cold, a backache, or a disease that you're really steeped in, that's taking up most of your time and energy, or a habit, a health habit, that's just not working. It's not aligned with you, and you do it anyway. And you're still living a fine life, but you're doing something that isn't in alignment with who you are. So what is your definition of yourself and your operating system? I mean, ideally, I am full of vitality, power. I mean, personal power that's reflecting in muscle tone and strength and vitality and endurance and energy and joy. So if your body, your life, the way that you're living, the way that you're feeling and experiencing your physical life is not in the flow, it's not healthy, it's not vital, it's not how you would think of yourself, then those are clues. So to look at those clues, knowing that you are the ultimate source of what you're experiencing, that your thoughts, the way you have dealt with stresses, your outlook, are all affecting your physical being. When you can get objective like a scientist and just take a look, you can ask, where is that coming from? What is that about? And you could say to yourself, if you don't know, what am I pretending not to know? If I did know, what would it be? When you ask yourself those questions, your being starts going to work. If you relax, if you're sitting in judgment, which the analyzer part of us is a judger and often doesn't trust, because that's the part of us that remembers the hurt and doesn't want it again. So you get to open that part of yourself that doesn't want to trust, that's judging, that's blaming others, that's blaming situations, and keeping you
choosing to keep you from looking at yourself instead of looking at others and blaming. So blaming someone for your health, blaming an outside situation for your health, blaming an outside situation for anything. You get to stand and trust, allowing yourself to look at what's there, even if it might trigger some pain. Just look at it so you can discover where it's coming from and you can open to possibilities. What if you are the source of everything that you're feeling in your physical body, even your aging? What if? What are the actions you're taking? There was a study years ago where they took a group of men who were older, 70s, 80s. They put them in a spot to live for a couple of weeks, for a certain period of time. They took all their vitals and they had them enter into this place, and they encouraged them to act like they were 18, and they did. They acted like they were 18, and after the experiment, all of their vital information was substantially more youthful, healthy. Isn't that interesting? So how are you aging? What are you feeling? What are you experiencing? What thought processes, what thought patterns are you engaged in and with? So, you know, dig in here. There's a lot in here. If you are the creator of your reality and you are the manifester, the creator that's manifesting the physical symptoms in your world, what are your physical symptoms telling you? And how can you do something about that? That's deep. So play in that arena today. Do some digging. See what you find out. Sending you love.